This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. When a big storm or a natural disaster devastates a community, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, usually steps in to help state and local officials. But in recent years, FEMA has been getting some help of its own from an unexpected source, one that you see on almost every highway in the Southeast. From WABE in Atlanta, LEU reports on how Waffle House helps FEMA measure the breadth of disasters.
It's a busy lunch hour at this Waffle House outside Atlanta, and manager William Palmer grills up a Texas Lover's BLT for one of his customers. But there were a couple days last January where this Waffle House was packed. It was during the ice storm that paralyzed Metro Atlanta.
You know, a lot of people were stranded on the highway with cars, but since we're a staple in the community, they already knew they can come here and get great service and great food.
Palmer and his employees work shifts around the clock. Waffle House put them up in hotel rooms nearby. The 24-hour food chain prides itself on serving its customers at all hours of the day. And FEMA caught on to this. They discovered that if a Waffle House is closed after a storm, then things are really bad.
That's an area we need to go to because it just doesn't happen where Waffle House is normally shut down.
Philip Strauss is with FEMA's Southeast region. He says when it comes to disaster relief and preparation, Waffle House has nailed it.
They're the canary in the coal mine, if you will, of looking at what their status is in the community.
And in 2011, the current head of FEMA coined what's called the Waffle House Index. There are three measures. Green means the restaurant is open as usual. Yellow means it's on a limited menu. And red means the restaurant's closed. And Waffle House sends these status updates directly to FEMA. Now, there are more scientific measures, of course, but Strauss says the Waffle House Index makes it easy to check how things are on the ground.
It gives us a pretty good feel right away of trying to figure out what's going on at what time.
Because its restaurants are in areas prone to hurricanes and tornadoes, Waffle House has made it part of the business plan to be prepared. Pat Warner is the company's vice president of culture and on its disaster management team.
We all have what I call day jobs, and then when the crisis comes, we all kind of stop.
Warner says the guy that handles restaurant operations, for example, also monitors the weather. If a storm's on its way, he says headquarters will rent generators and start sending teams to the area. Waffle House even has an emergency menu in its stores.
Unfortunately for bacon, folks, bacon takes up too much grill.
And you won't find waffles on the menu either, because it takes too much electricity to make them. But for now at the Waffle House outside Atlanta, manager William Palmer focuses on his customers today. And when the next disaster strikes, he says he's not worried.
Yeah, we're ready for it. We have kits and I have stuff in my car already. We're ready to go.
And FEMA will be watching. In Atlanta, I'm LEU for Marketplace.